This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
This podcast is sponsored by Key for Her. To get 20% off your first order, head to keyforher.com and use the code word TIGHT.
We're rolling, rolling, rolling. Everyone's having a bad hair day, except Emma, who never has a bad hair day.
I've thrown it up.
You've thrown it up, but you
when the hair is up, the hair is shite.
Yeah, you see, I can't even do that because my hair looks shite up. I do envy people who can just go, well, I'll put it up because it needs to.
But I'm not just winding it up. Like, it looks great. It's got bit of volume, bit
mine
of shows. Yeah, honestly,
Well, if I took the glasses off, it would be a car crash. So they're my hairband.
Fucking dramatics.
They're my hairband. Also, I'm getting warm now.
It is a bit toasty, in fairness.
It gets toasty. I start cold.
Yeah.
It gets toasty.
But you're in your black. You haven't gotten into the...
No.
Summer wardrobe.
By the way, can I just say, I've only just noticed now with the red and the white and the green, you could be hoisted up on a pole and flown for Ireland. You're a tricolour today.
If I don't get to do the parade at some point, it'll be
the parade?
Yeah.
Have you not been the, what are they called at the top of the parade?
The marshal, no.
The marshal.
I think I need to be...
And you were born to be the marshal of that parade. Yeah. Look at you. You've got the outfit on you. You're ready to go.
I get the ringlets. I get the whole shebang.
Take
as my mother used to call them. You know, the Irish dancer dresses, she used to call them the planky frocks.
Were you an Irish dancer?
No, my mother couldn't bear the planky frocks.
Did you know that I was an Irish dancer?
You've got the legs for it. Were you a little Irish dancer?
My whole childhood was Irish dancing. My entire childhood, I was a world champion Irish dancer.
Fuck off.
Isn't that gas? Like, you just weren't expecting that, were you? Now, I've given myself a huge title there.
I was a world champion.
Yeah, as in, I did not win the world championships, but I competed, which is actually difficult enough. Like, you have to go through quite a lot of hoops. You have to be placed.
Oh, I know. They have to go through a lot of hoops in the Irish dancing world. We've heard all about the fucking hoops.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was before my time now. After my time.
Yeah. And did you love it?
As a kid, I loved it because I got a lot of applause. You know, because I got a lot of slap from that. And you're after winning another medal and another trophy. So I've been on the road for years because the freshers were at the weekends. But I was all done and dusted by the age of 12 because I went to boarding school and that was just the end of it then.
Oh.
So it just stopped suddenly.
And when you saw Jean Butler coming out,
were you raging
that could have been me?
Well, I was thinking if I had been years later, I would have been, like, if I'd been 10 years ahead, I would have been a river dancer. That would have been my life.
But you wouldn't have been able to go out with the shades on your head.
Do you
know what I mean?
But I wouldn't have needed it because I'd have had the wigs. They're coming down with wigs.
They are. My niece did it for a while. The wigs are off the charts. Oh, like the wig was bigger than her.
She
looked incredible. Like she was like a little Dolly Parton drag queen or something. Like
They all are. They're all little Dolly Partons.
Yeah. But I can understand how the mas get into it because people say, oh, why do they have to wear all the gear and whatever? But if you sign your kid up into Irish dancing and everyone else is wearing all that stuff, and your kid wants to do it. Like, I can kind of, I understand why people
go and buy into it. But now it's out of control.
Yeah.
It is gone too far.
Yeah.
It has become, what were those dance shows? My two kids loved watching it. Dance Moms. Have you ever watched that?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
The Cutthroat. It's in the States. They're Americans. Yeah, the kids are doing.
You're one, Jojo Siwa now is launching her own career.
Gee, she's after throwing a name at me there. I never heard
of
her. Jojo who?
Siwa.
Jojo Siwa.
Yeah, so she was one of the kids.
As in Siwa. There.
No.
Jojo.
S-I-W-A. So she was one of these kids on one of these shows and she's now kind of launching her own, like, pop career. So she had a pop career, but like a teeny bopper.
And okay.
She's kind of trying to model herself on like a Miley Cyrus. But she started out in one of those dance mom
shows. Things.
Like, they're massive.
Mahoosive. But I mean, the Irish dancing, like, somebody should be, there should be some reality show following the Irish dancing competitions, like it's wild. Yes. Because I sent Holly. I took Holly to Irish dancing.
Oh, did she do it for a while?
She did it for a while when we lived in London. And I was back. I was back at the Feshes. Now, the changes since I was a kid. My eyes were out in stalks or sticks. I never know what that is. Stalks. Are your eyes out in stalks?
I think stalks.
Yeah. Eyes were out in sticks. I can't be out in sticks.
What was happening? What was happening in London with the Irish dancing?
I don't know. It was just, okay. When I got back then, she was quite little then. What was happening then was the level, the money on the dresses. So whatever you talk about, this is what I'm saying is out of control. The cost of the dresses. The first one I got her was not a fancy dress. It was just a regular beginner's dress, 400 quid.
Yeah, because a lot of that, there's like, they're getting, handmade, or they're getting hand detailed.
Okay, they're getting, but they were hand detailed when I did it back in the day. I remember Mrs. Tiernan, Frankie and Mrs. Tiernan, they were the ones who did the dress, Mrs. Collins, and they did the embroidery on the dresses, and your mother took it up and it was all hand stitched and beautiful, but it wasn't costing that kind of money. Now, I suppose the scale of everything has just up.
Yeah, but 400 quid is...
But also, listen, on top of the dress, there is the... every school now has their own branded gear. So she had to have the leggings, the top, the thing, the bag. So everything. So if you've got a kid in GAA or football or rugby or this, everyone's gone for the gear. I find now that not just the Irish dance, but every sport and everything your kid gets involved in, there's a kit.
Oh, there is a kit. And there's a bag to put the kit in.
And a bag.
Yeah.
Like what happened back in the day? You just had a tracksuit. You just had regular... You just bought football shorts for your son and a T-shirt and off he went.
Yeah.
No, now he has to have this, now he has to have that. And then if you're buying football gear, if he's a Liverpool supporter and you have to buy a top, 80 quid, 100 quid... To buy a feckin' top that says...
I remember you getting the bits in Singapore. You were delighted with yourself, weren't you?
He won't wear that jacket. He won't wear it.
Why?
Gorgeous rain jacket. Yeah. I might wear it myself. It is a little camouflage thing and says you'll never walk alone on the side.
Yeah.
I thought it was the coolest thing. He said, I'm never going to wear that. Oh, your heart would be broken.
I was only thinking of the other day. Do you remember when you were saying he was making the cupcakes and the wings?
Yeah.
And the losing his mind.
Exam. Yeah.
I was online and I saw this kid, I think, from Mongolia, about 3 years old, and he was at the stove and he was cracking eggs and he was making food.
I think I know
like,
that. I think I know that video. Was that a viral thing? Was his dad lying asleep on the sofa and he went over to give him a foot rub or something?
No, he's outside. And on it, like he's three max. And he's there cracking the eggs,
yeah.
And doing all this. I was like...
No, I know. We need to pull back. We do far too much for our kids.
Oh.
Far too much. I'm still picking up the laundry and putting... I'm begging him to put the laundry in his basket. I'm going, if I can only teach you one thing...
Yeah, just
could you just...
That.
Like, there's a laundry basket in your room. Can you just get the smelly socks into the basket so that the aroma of the smelly socks does not fill your room and the whole house?
He can't. I had a thing the other morning where I got up early before I was waking them to go to the shop and get them things for their sandwiches. So we've reached a point now where it's gotten
still
demented.
In that phase.
Yeah. And people are like, oh, I just throw a fucking easy single in. I was at the easy singles. One of them was having easy singles in the sandwich for months.
And
the
other one was having jam. Works.
The other one was having jam. So I wasn't, do you know what I mean?
You're killing yourself. There was no gourmet happening.
I was like, they're eating them. I was like, easy singles and jam. Grand.
Okay.
And I had a packed up.
I mean, easy singles, can I just say, they are plat. It's plastic cheese. It's rubbery. It's got a shine off. I don't think cheese should be shiny. Do
no, you could use it as a mirror if you were stuck. You could to apply your makeup.
You could.
Yeah.
Great. Well said. Yes.
So then just one day they just completely went off them. And I was like,
oh, yeah, too overkill. Yeah. Yeah, it's like the chicken in my house.
Yeah, so now
we've had too much chicken. And then another, I've had too much of prawns. I said, well, this is a very first world problem, love, that you have here.
Because we were going through, what would you like in the sandwich? Because if you've gotten to jam and easy singles,
oh, yeah,
you have exhausted everything if you're at that point. I was like, well, what would you like in a sandwich? Mm. We're throwing out a few suggestions. And then Tommy pipes up and he says to Joe, what's that one that you like, Joe? Is it smoked salmon? I was like, for fuck's sake, I'm not doing smoked salmon for the lunch.
And also, you can't have smoked salmon warm. You know, no. That'll go warm on the bread.
Right, yeah.
Should get a bit of E. coli then.
But it's this lunchbox is packed up with shite. I have the fruit winders in. I have
I did the winders, yeah.
Yeah, I have winders, a froob, yeah. Which they fuck all over themselves.
Oh, your froobs went. When the froobs explode in the box. So
yeah,
they're
yeah.
Not an
oh,
option.
On him.
You can only learn as you go, though. You think it looks lovely in the box.
It looks up, but it fills the space. And then what I do.
It fills the space. You're trying to make that little box all nice and full.
I have to say, this morning, I had a fruit bowl full of apples, right?
Yeah.
And I looked at the apples this morning and they were wrinkly.
Apples have to go out. They won't eat them.
I just put it in the fucking lunchbox because I had to fill it up.
Yeah. And did you ever get into slicing the apples?
Oh, well, no.
I've done that.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not slicing the apples. Yeah. I'm not peeling the orange for them.
No. Some people but they do that. Find it difficult if they're a bit little. See, it depends on their age. You're looking at the orange and they realise they can't open them.
Like. Yeah, so, oh.
Slicing the apple, yeah, I always had this. Now, is that going to go brown? Is the apple going to go brown? But it doesn't. I think they get to lunchtime and they're more likely to eat the little slices than the whole
We
whole
had
apple.
Kiwis there the other week. They were a triumph.
Kiwis are a triumph.
Yeah, I haven't gotten them again though.
Come here to me. I ate kiwis when I was pregnant with Holly, about four or five a day. Did you ever get those? Did you ever get pregnancy cravings? Yeah. So on Holly, kiwis. I was insane. I could not
get enough
kiwis into me. I ate five a day. I've never barely eaten one since.
And what way would you eat it? Would you eat
and
like
guess
an egg?
What I thing was on Daniel? Snickers ice cream.
Oh, well, that's amazing. Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Snickers ice cream. I mean, I ate like several a day, the same as I ate the kiwis for her.
Snickers
ice cream. And not only did I eat several a day, I remember running into the supermarket, straight over to the freezer, pulling them out, opening the box and ripping it open. And I was like a junkie, desperate. Like I had to get it in. That's not a great mime. don't use that mime, Laura.
There's your real
more porn.
To get it.
More porn
it
clips from Deirdre.
So you were opening the box. Now, here's the question.
So from kiwis to Snickers ice cream.
But this is the question on everyone's lips. Did you pay for them?
Of course. Listen, we'll have to let the robbery thing go.
Yeah. I know, yeah.
Can't. But I wonder now, on reflection, you see, Holly's a very healthy eater and she eats very well and he's a junk addict. Would I have influenced them?
Maybe, like from what you ate while you were pregnant with them.
It's only occurring to me now. Kiwis for her, she's like, loves lovely fresh food salads. She eats very well. She's just avocados. She's just lovely. Himself?
Yeah.
McDonald's, takeaway, Deliveroo.
Does he do the whole thing of like a fistful of cereal out of the box?
Oh, yeah.
That's a vibe.
Yeah. If he's hungry, the go-to is cereal.
Yeah, yeah.
At every hour of the day. I'm going, there's a lot of bread. Would you have the peanut butter on the bread? Peanut butter on toast, because he's obsessed with protein. See, there's a lot of protein now, I'm going, in the peanut butter. Would you go for that?
Yeah,
he's a bit like the orange juice with the cereal, isn't he? Going through a box of it, like immediately. I'm not buying another box of that.
No, when I saw it.
I won't buy Crave. It's too dear.
What's Crave?
It's a cereal. I'm amazed you don't know.
Crave?
Oh, they're
no,
all
I don't
Crave
know.
And Crave. And it's like those hazelnut chocolate insiders, but
oh, I
six
do know
or seven
it.
Euros for a box that size. Two bowls and it's over.
I know. Do you know what I'm eating myself these days? Cocoa Pops. Love a bowl of Cocoa Pops after a
do
gig.
Do you? Yeah. After a gig?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
A bowl of Cocoa Pops. Yeah.
Yeah. This is how it's always been.
Double Love is a podcast in which we explore the strange and terrifying world of Sweet Valley High, book by book. Join me, Anna Carey.
And me, Karen Moynihan.
As we revisit one of the maddest series of books ever written, or ghostwritten.
If you ever read about Elizabeth and Jessica, the perfect blonde Wakefield twins, then you might enjoy listening to us absolutely tearing them to shreds. Affectionately, of course.
Of course. And even if you didn't, there's still plenty of drama, kidnapping, stolen boyfriends and school dances to entertain you.
Find us on the Headstuff Podcast Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
So what were you up to now this weekend? Tell us.
I had four gigs this weekend. Let's have a competition. How many did you have?
I don't need two now this weekend.
Okay.
Friday and Saturday.
Look, I'm after slobbering all over myself now. I'm so glad that we don't. I noticed on the messages on the Insta page.
Yeah.
Somebody said, could you put up the,
episode on YouTube?
And I thought, I'd have to be zhuzhing the hair. Clearing them out. It's bad enough looking at the reel. When I see the bad hair on the reel and the chin, I think, oh.
Do you know what has you now today? We just have to say this. What has you, like, perplexed about the hair and the face and all? Your lip gloss got abducted, didn't it?
Oh, I was on the phone to you. I was on the phone to her, Laura, yesterday. And I was sitting. It was my lovely morning. I just got a little bit of time to myself, went down for a walk with my coffee and lay down by the sea. And I was in the same jacket that I lost the phone out of when I had to plunge the hand down the toilet. And the next thing, my lovely lip gloss went into the sea and I watched it be swept out.
So get in touch, listener, if that ends up washing up on...
In Wales. To a lovely listener room. I was going to attempt to do a Welsh accent.
Welsh. I'd have to really think about it.
It's actually impossible to do a Welsh accent, but I start.
Oh, it's impossible, Deirdre.
It's actually impossible.
Went to Wales.
Who do we know is from Wales?
You've got to say my mother.
My mother, yes.
My mother.
I need a person who's Welsh and then I'll go for it. Oh, the presenter one. What's her name? Lovely one, brunette fringe.
My mother,
Wales.
I'm trying to recall a joke that I used to have about Catherine Zeta-Jones, who's from Wales, as you know. And the joke was, I did a sentence and I said, and then Catherine said, oh, I'll see you over in Argos. But she was trying to do the Welsh accent, but she found it too difficult.
Oh yeah, if you're trying to do an accent, there's certain words sometimes, isn't there? That
you could like do one, like do like a sentence of Wales, but then you get lost. You get away with like one sentence, and see, I went into Newcastle there. Did you see that? I said new sentence, and I went straight into Dave Johns. Straight
Baker Grove. That's one I think of Newcastle. I think of Baker Grove.
It is my favourite accent.
Oh yeah, it's a goodie.
My absolute favourite of them all. I could just listen to.
You've gone Yorkshire now, dear.
I've gone Yorkshire now, yeah. Yeah, they're very difficult to stay in. Very difficult.
You travel around old country, dear.
Do you remember how loved Cheryl Cole was when she arrived on the scene?
Yeah, Cheryl.
And that accent was just amazing. Do you remember when she rocked up on, was it X Factor?
It wasn't X Factor.
Pop Idol.
Maybe Pop Idol or Pop Stars, The Rivals.
Pet. And she'd go, I really like what you're doing there, Pet. And and then she went to America and they couldn't understand a word she said and she was fired.
Oh.
Do you remember? That fire off because they didn't know. How could you understand that? Very difficult.
But she's so beautiful.
So beautiful. And I love that accent.
But no one knew what she was saying.
In America, they just couldn't get a handle on what she was saying.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's Newcastle, but it's got a kind of a Jamaican kind of beat to it, hasn't it?
It's just so spectacular. I love it.
But it's amazing how many different accents there are.
Where? In the world?
No, but I mean like kind
what
of
a statement.
Like in Ireland.
Oh, in Ireland. Oh, yeah.
It's a small place.
Yeah.
So
literally
many different
a couple
accents.
Of miles. A couple
oh,
of miles,
miles
up the road
yeah.
and you're into a new accent. It is extraordinary.
Because even in Dublin, I feel like there's at least 5 different types of Dublin accents.
At 5? There's way more. About 10, I'd say.
Yeah.
At least.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Where's your accent from?
So my accent is, I would say it's Rathfarnham. Oh. Maybe a little bit Talla influenced.
So did like, you grow up in Rathfarnham?
When we moved to Rathfarnham, I was like 6, 7. My mom is from...
Where did you live? Did you know my school? I went to the boarding school.
Loretto, yeah, down the road from me. Oh. Yeah, it'd be the posh end of Rathfarnham now.
Where you were raised?
No, where Loretto was, the school.
Didn't feel posh, I can tell you. Grange Road.
Yeah, Grange Road. Yeah, my granny lived off the Grange Road.
Beaufort, Loretto. Beaufort was across the road.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. What is it now? I think it's a...
It's nothing.
A health centre or something.
I think there might be an old folks home in there and the church, but it's very sad. Mm. I think the last time I went by, the gates were all closed and that place used to be alive with nuns and young women.
The hills are alive.
It's quite sad looking. I think there's apartments there, but it didn't look...
Oh, yeah, there's apartments. Yeah, I think there's apartments.
But what has happened? Like the main building of the middle of the school was a Georgian building. Usher, we were always told the history of how Mary Ball started the Loretto Order. Mary Ball, sister of Lucille Ball. Not.
But how do you start an order? I don't get this, how they just...
How do you start an order? How would we start an order?
Yeah, yeah.
What would we call it?
What would our rules be?
Oh, there'd be no rules.
No.
That'd be the
but
order.
I don't get this. How do they... And the Augustinians. I don't get any of this.
What were the Augustinians? They're just a...
The priests, but they're a different type of priests. Hmm. There's the Christian
Brothers. I used to go to
the
Augustinians Mass in Drogheda, and the best thing about the Augustinians Mass...
Short.
Christmas. No, at Christmas, for some reason, after the midnight Mass, everyone starts snogging everyone outside the church. I swear to God, what? It was a thing. Now, Drogheda, people who are listening to Drogheda can message us on the Instagram and talk about this. At midnight Mass, out you'd come and all the teenagers would start snogging each other outside the church.
When you were a teenager?
As I said before, we had no Netflix back then. We had no phones. That's what you did.
This was like your Wesley, disco.
Well, midnight Mass was only once a year.
So you had to give it a
Christmas.
Go.
It was only the once a year, the Christmas midnight Mass.
So would you just walk out?
I was desperate. I remember, I'm not going to say the name, I remember there was a fellow I wanted to snog. Now we're talking now like when I was like 14, 15.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't get a go of him and I had to watch him snogging about six other... Watching about six other girls going from... I was way too shy. I wouldn't have gone
so
near.
So he kissed...
Snogging away to beat
the
band.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
we weren't doing that after midnight Mass because it was funny. When I did the gig in Portmarnock, one of the women was saying to me, so it's Portmarnock Sports and Leisure Club.
Yes.
And she was saying the room where the gig was, that's where they used to have their teenage disco. And she's like, it's gas being back here or whatever. And I was like, oh, that's so funny. And then I was thinking about when we used to go to teenage discos like that, but we called it Beat the Slapper. That's what the game was called. So Beat the Slapper was that you would go around and try and kiss as many people as you could at the disco.
Beat the Slapper. So whoever kissed the most was King Slapper.
But it was just basically, or Queen. But it was just giving you an excuse to basically just go around and kiss a load of people.
Because it was a game.
Yeah, like, go on, I'll play the game for the crack. We're all like raring to go.
Yeah, but like it wasn't thrilling enough to kiss as many people. Let's make it into a competition.
Yeah. And you'd count it up at the end of the night.
That was living. Like that was...
It was.
That was exciting.
And you wouldn't even have to talk to them.
Yeah, just say, you don't want to talk. That's the downside.
They just say, will you meet him? And you say, then you just wear the face off each other.
Wear the face off. That's what you did.
And then you walk away.
Now they're sending pictures to each other.
No.
we were just doing snogging and kissing and that carry on.
Well, there was a bit of...
A bit. I don't...
A bit of touchy-feely. There was a...
Can you remember
trying to basically dial in your nipples like it was a radio. Do you remember that?
Look at her. She's even the full mime there. I thought I was bad at the Snickers. Anyway. it would be quite sore.
Like,
I remember being tumbled and going, oh God, that's very sore. But you wouldn't be able to say, stop, that's very sore. Because you were
pummeled is the word.
Pummeled.
Yeah, yeah.
But I might have the innocence of a feel, but just too hard. If
their first feel of a boob just going mad and pummeling you to the ground.
Well, it was as if it was plasticine and they were trying to shape it into
something. Yeah. With the fucking back of their hand.
It takes an awful long time, doesn't it, for the loving to get the very
touch,
good.
The touch and the feel of somebody.
There's a lot of air miles into getting to a place where things are very good. It's a lot of learning. Okay, I hate to be back there again.
I know.
Come here, what was the name of your teenage discos? So is lovely and nostalgic.
I know.
Are flying back now.
It was just when she said about that venue, and I could totally see how that room would have been like teenage disco room. So we went to Wesley.
You went to Wesley? The Wesley?
Oh, we trekked out to Wesley.
We fingered in Wesley.
Wait till I tell you. I was fingered to beat the band out in that place.
And is that why you're a comic?
When I was a comic, or why I'm a comic?
No, I mean, you know, do you think that influenced? Do you think the finger to beat the band? Like it's quite the sentence.
I used to be. I'll say this. We might cut this out. I used to be. Now this is as it progressed.
No, we'll have to do an edit on this. This is far too.
I used to be wanking fellas, right, giving them little hand jobs when I was a teenager. But I didn't realise the purpose of it. So I would.
The purpose of it? You didn't realise? I didn't. It was to, what did you think the purpose was?
Didn't really know, so I do it for about 30 seconds and then I just fucking go, that's grand now, and just head off.
But you know what they say, leave them wanting more. You go 30 seconds and you
I just kind of get bored and I'd be like,
as you do. It's boring.
Yeah, it's boring.
For them,
just
obviously.
Grand, but yeah, we went and we made the trek out to Wesley, but my parents were so strict on me. So when I started going...
Were they? Sounds to me like you did just fine. You were fingered to beat the band after all. So they weren't that... So they weren't that strict. Were you in the short skirt? She's gone. Were you in the short skirt?
Fucking state of me.
We're going to have to collect ourselves now. We have a podcast to do here.
I would have been in a show, but I wasn't like, the gear I was wearing, it wasn't too racy because it wasn't that confident.
See, this was
myself.
Before the Kardashians, so we weren't wearing that stuff.
Oh, but there was young ones, I swear to God, there was young ones in Wesley and they'd be going around in a bra. They'd be going around
that is
out there.
See, I forget you're younger than me.
And I'd be like, whoa, they're really going for it, whatever. But, so I used to lie. I used to say that I was going bowling.
What parent is letting their child out in a bra? They don't know it, presumably.
They don't. They're just taking off the top
to the friend's house.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, they're getting changed in a bush or whatever. But yeah, I would say we were going to the cinema.
There's Laura's laugh. We got Laura anyway.
Okay. Amount of stuff you did in the bush. I used to hide stuff in bushes as well. Jeez, it was like our fucking headquarters. But we used to... Thank you to our fantastic sponsor.
Oh, key for her. Fair play. The first people to give us any backing of any kind. Thank you to them.
Yes. Episode one, they were there. Thank you. And thanks for the products.
Yeah.
For keeping us tight. Their supplements are key, peri and menopause, but have a look on the website. There'll be something there for everyone.
Yeah, and take your collagen drink and you'll be looking fabulous. Absolutely. And quite a lot of people have messaged in to say they've bought the stuff.
They have.
And they're loving it.
Code word for 20% off is
tight. There were the days when a bush was, you know, an innocent thing, an actual bush.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, a bush, heading into a bush. Just...
I'm only making the comment.
Heading into a bush for like a dry ride.
Now when you say the word bush, nobody thinks of an actual bush.
I know. Yeah. No, we'd be dry riding. You dry riding the bush. They'd be humping in the bush. You'd go into the bush for a hump.
Is it just me or has this podcast just gotten kind of filthy? Like, what's happened to it?
I don't know.
Okay, carry on. I wanted to hear, you said your parents were strict on you.
No, they were strict. So I used to lie and
they were so strict. She was fingered to beat the band. I'm pregnant at 18. God love.
They obviously saw something in me where they were like, we need to try and contain this child.
The wildness, yeah.
So just lied.
You know the way David McSavage said about me in his podcast now? I'm just thinking you're exactly the same. He said, you see, Deirdre, you present as normal, but you're mad. And I'm realising now that you present as very contained and controlled, but you're wild.
It's there.
Wild.
It can go off. We don't get warnings and it's gone.
Oh, I can't wait to see a bit more of that now. We'll have to go out.
Yeah. I feel like I'm due one because you don't have time with the gigs. Really, sure you don't.
No.
No, you don't get a chance to really kind of...
No. Now, I do have, if I can have a couple of drinks, if I don't have to drive, I always do.
Yeah, well, it's nice, isn't it?
Very nice. I had a couple of drinks now at the weekend because I was staying over.
Oh, love. Yeah, so I was in Nace on Friday.
No, there'll be no drinking in Nace. You're driving straight back.
And then I was in Port Marnock. Oh, what is
that? That's brought us right back. What we were going to was the names of the discos when you were younger.
Oh, yes. So we went...
Now, you got distracted by the bush.
Oh, yeah. I went to Wesley.
Yeah, I got
over. Well, we made the big old trek because there was no disco around us locally. There was a Bechtov.
Yeah, Bechtov and Wesley. She hit all the highs.
I wasn't allowed to go to Bechtov. I never got to go to Bechtov.
Just as well. What in God's name would have happened to Bechtov considering what happened in Wesley?
But there wasn't a lot. But a friend of ours, right? So we all used to...
I definitely had a more innocent time than you at those discos.
You'd queue up to go in, right? Mm. And so there'd be people off doing stuff, like sorting out their drink and stuff around the corners. Maybe a little nagging. Exactly. You'd be getting your nagging. You'd be pouring it into the Coke bottle so you could drink it and, you know, nobody would know you were drinking. There could have been the small amount of fingering, but not much around the corners. You were sorting out your drink. That was business. Business was getting done. You were getting your smokes ready. But a friend of mine, so one time, now I don't remember, but someone had a camera in the queue. And my friend was wearing a string top. And, you know, she had like her red bra strap showing, as was the style at the time. Skirt and boots. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
She had a packet of John Player Blue in her bra.
I remember the bra strap. Oh, that's a great memory. Go on.
She had sunglasses on her head.
Oh, very Deirdre. Yeah.
And I think that was the outfit. Anyway, and they were taking pictures of people. And she posed for the picture. So this is before social media, all that jazz.
Oh, yeah.
Roll over. A couple of months later, she's in town shopping with the mates. She is on a fucking postcard. She's on a welcome to Ireland postcard.
Welcome to Ireland.
Yeah.
Fags and the bra and the string top.
Yeah, and she's 15.
Wow, and she didn't get a penny for it.
She flipped the lid. She took all of them out of the shop. She's like, that's me. But like, this is in the days before, you own your images and all this.
Yeah.
Like they took a picture and they put her on, stuck on a postcard. They thought the picture was so good that they stuck her on the postcard.
Wow.
She was mortified.
It's just a different time, though, that you could rock up on a postcard. Did anyone just thought, that's a good shot of you. I'd put that on a postcard. I think I would ask your permission. I would ask your name.
No, I think it's like a leopard print top she had. Like, so she looked, do you know what I mean? She looked the biz.
Welcome to Ireland.
Yeah, yeah.
Look what you're going to get here.
She looked very hospitable. Let's put it that way. But yeah.
Did the postcard say, get your hole in Ireland?
I think so, yeah.
Amazing.
But you know what when I went to do my gig on Saturday, right?
I have a funny story about the clubs that I went to.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear all about your
club. Well, Luciano's. So I was Drogheda girl.
Yeah.
So there was Luciano's and there was Fantasy Gardens.
Fantasy Gardens,
and you have to say, so there's a Drogheda accent, which I don't even do well anymore because I'm out of it so long. But if you were walking across, so I'd spent my summers in Drogheda, and if you were walking across the town, everyone would just walk across the town. Like that's what you did for the day and sat on the steps of St. Peter's Church, flirting with boys.
Yeah,
and,
day well spent.
Fantasy Gardens, Luciano's and Fantasy Gardens were the two nightclubs. But now that I think of this, this is ridiculous. They had like a little beauty contest. Miss Fantasy Gardens. Imagine that. It was like the Father Ted episode.
Oh no.
What a lovely girls competition.
Did you enter it?
Did I enter it? I came.
Go on, rewrite history. Say you came
first. Second or third. Oh, I didn't win it. I'd remember if I won it. I was second or third. I think third. Third place in Miss Fancy Gardens.
That's all right. What'd you win?
I didn't think it was all right. I was in front of it.
What did you have to do? What did you have to wear?
About 30 quid and I went straight up to Simon Hart and bought those pointy boots.
Nice.
Do you remember Simon Hart?
Yeah, I remember Simon Hart.
And everyone
Hart.
Had the pointy boots.
Yeah.
Right, well, I was like, I was not a trendy kid. I was into fashion, but I did not understand the trends. I think mostly because I was hidden away in boarding school. So when I came back to the town and the summers, they were all normal and cool.
They all had the gear.
And they all had gear and they were into music. But you see, I had nothing. I had no telly. I was going to bed at 10 o'clock. Every night.
Very isolated.
No telly, no radio. No, in the boarding school. I hadn't a clue, love. I wasn't even in civilian clothes.
Yeah.
Like, I was still in a uniform at the weekend. So I'd go back and I'd think, I just couldn't blend in. I just looked completely different.
But being trapped away for a few months.
I thought if I got the Simon Hart boots, this would help. And I remember getting, whatever, 20 or 30 quid from Miss Fantasy Gardens. And off I went.
And what did you have to do to enter?
I wonder who's going to be listening to this who'll remember. They'll remember. They'll have to message in who won it.
Yeah.
Somebody message in and tell us who won it and who came second.
But what did you just have to do? Did you have to kind of walk up and down a catwalk pose?
I actually can't remember. But somebody would walk around the room and sort of tap you on the shoulder and say, you. You know, imagine picking you out like, yeah, you. And then there'd be 10 standing. We weren't in swimsuits going, how would you like to save the world?
Yeah. But you were up on stage and then
you were just standing. You were just standing in your clothes and somebody was judging. Someone was judging the looks. I mean, isn't that? Like, that would never happen now.
They used to have Mosley. We would go to Mosley for the day. Mosley,
yeah.
And they used to have that. There would be like a lovely girls competition.
Lovely girls competitions. Like, lovely girls competitions were quite the thing.
It just sounds like something like to keep predators busy. Gives them something kind of to do, isn't it?
100%. There was never anything for the boys.
No.
No, and lovely, it was probably lovely boys competition.
It was probably
stand up there now, lads.
Was there? Oh, God.
I never heard of a lovely boys competition.
I've seen like old videos of lovely boys competitions.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I never saw one or was aware of one.
I think, you know, the ratio was.
I don't think, I'm trying to move that mic in towards me there. I don't think they were to the same extent.
Probably some L fella with a smoke hanging off his lip.
They were great
the
days anyway, weren't they, those discos? Like, there was a lot of crackhead.
I mean, the fact that you didn't have to talk to them, anything like that, just get an L smooch, get it out of your system and head home, happy days.
And it was such an ordeal going and getting ready was just like, getting ready.
There was negotiations.
Bubbles.
And talks
I just remember the really,
weeks.
The innocent, really innocent one when we were really young, like 14.
Bubbles.
13, 14 was Bubbles. Yeah, there was no alcohol at Bubbles.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, but there was snogging.
Ah, yeah, good.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we left here last week.
And we went to the cars.
Went out to our cars. And
I thought I was going to have a ticket because I hadn't put the money on the meter. So as I was approaching, I could see something on
and
the
you
windscreen.
Said,
I thought,
here we go.
Take it. What was it?
It was a book.
It was a book. Not any book. Anna Geary's book, which is called Game Plan. Anna Geary's a friend.
A new book.
Like enormously. I would have bought the book. But there was a book on my windscreen. I'm going, that's strange. And then you go to your car.
I said, I'll go check my car and see if there's a book on my car. And I'm going up towards it and I say, oh yeah, there is something. And I'm starting to think, is Anna doing kind of her own guerrilla PR?
Some kind of guerrilla PR, exactly, by handing out a few books. kind of quite a nice idea. Yeah, that you might find a book on your car. Anyway.
No, I went up. Do you know what my book was? Jokes.
Jokes. Well, we couldn't believe it, could we? Because initially, in our innocence, we just thought, this is random. And how could anyone possibly leave a book of jokes on a comedian's car?
I know, and I still don't know whether to take it as a compliment or an insult.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, you like this, a few jokes, or you need a fucking few jokes. Here's a book of them for you, you take. Do you know what I mean?
As a matter of interest, have you looked at the book? Was there anything good in it?
I actually haven't looked at the book. The kids have been looking at the book. Right. But it's in the house, like.
Anyway, we're now convinced that somebody, there's a book fairy, that somebody knew these were our cars. There's no way it's random. Somebody left the Anna Geary book because they know I'd know Anna because we did Dancing with the Stars together. Do you remember? We were finalists, just to say.
Yes.
Finalists together. Get that in. and they knew, you know, the other person was you, a comic, so there's a book of jokes. So some book fairy knows where we parked our cars. Mm. Who is it?
And the car in front of me didn't have a book.
Now, if you were a cop, which is your dream,
yes,
Mrs. Detective Dorn, yeah. How would you be? Where would we begin to find out now? Who left the books? I wonder with the book fairy, were there messages on the Instagram?
Well, I suppose what we'd have to do, if we were going to go full detective on it, we would come in next week to do the podcast, and we'd go and hide in a bush and just see who it was.
Oh, like, you'd park the car, walk off,
and then I'd
turn around,
get me spot,
hide in a bush as you're used to doing. Yeah. Let's face it.
I talked to a few of the neighbours first. I'd do a kind of a line of inquiry.
Did you see anybody around here
with any books? Did you see anybody? And start asking a few questions just around the neighbourhood. The thrill would be to see them do it. That would be the real thrill.
Oh, that'd be. I wonder will there be out of books today. We might go out and find books on the car today. No, I didn't park down there today.
See, I'm on edge now because I've just watched Baby Reindeer.
Oh my God, I keep hearing about this. Everyone keeps mentioning it, but I've decided I'm not going to watch it. I don't think I'm able. Too many people have told me it's triggered them.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Triggered them.
Yeah. Is it not very intense?
It's a bit intense. Yeah.
Did you love it? You can't give me a straight answer. You're taking a long time to answer that.
I enjoy it. I don't know if enjoyed is the right word. That was definitely entertaining. I definitely wanted to watch the whole thing.
It's about a comedian, right?
It's about a comedian who gets stalked, is long story short.
Right, okay, yeah.
But it's one of the, I suppose... Yeah, I just, the word enjoy maybe doesn't sound right. I definitely, but I'm still thinking about it.
Okay.
And you know, so it's left an impression.
Yeah.
I might have to watch.
Do you think I should watch it?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
You're a big girl. You're fucking well able. Yeah. But then
I'd probably love it as well.
Yeah, the trick is to watch something after that will cleanse it then. Do you know what I mean? You watch a bit of reality telly after.
I got the Sound of Music.
So, but something.
You see, it's different. Been set up in a weird way. Everybody's going, oh, Baby Reindeer. Some people are going, oh, it's brilliant. And other people are going, oh, it's a bit, jeez.
They ease you into it, though. It's not one of them. The
episode four, someone said to me. Right now, you already, you see, I've just said to you episode four and your face registered that.
Yes.
You can't say what happened. Is it too big a spoiler? But it's obviously... Is it a triggering? Is it very violent or something?
No. It's not very, it's not that. It's not like, Quentin Tarantino kind of violent. It's not a violent thing.
So it's a series on Netflix, is it? And you've watched the whole thing?
I've watched the whole thing, yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what it is? I suppose the thing that is all the stories of like the stalking and abuse, whatever, none of it is black and white, which maybe makes it uncomfortable. Do you know? It's kind of grey.
I'm intrigued. I think I'm going to have to watch it.
I kind of just fucking sold it to you there, really, didn't I?
You did, actually.
Yeah, I didn't.
No,
watch it.
No, you've made me want to watch it.
Yeah.
I think I'll watch it.
I mean, I'd love to hear what you think of it now when you watch it.
I'll watch it and we'll discuss Baby Reindeer next week.
Yeah.
Anyone who's watching now, just remind people, if you want to message us, we have an Insta page, okay?
Keep it tight.
So messages on that. Now, don't give us any spoilers on Baby Reindeers, but you could say if you watched it, whether you say, yes, good, I watch it or don't watch it.
Yeah, that'd be nice to know, yeah.
We've reached the end. Now, that's the end of this episode. Thank you very much for listening.
Keep it tight. Thank you very much. Thanks for all the love and support and messages and reviews.
We were up at the top of the charts there, Emma. We got very excited, didn't we? We got very excited. No, we can stay up in the charts.
It's brilliant.
We'll be happy out.
We have a good crew of people now coming along with us, and it's really nice.
The messages are fab.
Aren't they?
Yeah. God, so gratifying.
That's lovely. So thank you so much. Tell a friend. Stay with us. We're going to stay as long as you're around.
And on Thanks a MILF, which is the extra bit this week, yes. I'm telling the story
of how you almost died.
Well, discussion of how when you were young, like 18, out and about drinking, how easily things could have gone horribly wrong.
Story and a half.
It's not a horror thing. It's a funny thing.
No, but she's still, obviously. Spoiler alert, she's still with us, so she's fine. Where can people find Thanks a MILF? Laura.
Go to headstuffpodcast.com, but we'll put a link in our stories as well.
Oh, yeah. So link in our stories and headstuffpodcast.com. Yeah, that's where it is.
Our Instagram page on the bio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So if you want to hear Thanks a MILF and it's €5 a month, then go to our Instagram page, which is Keep It Tight.
There's the link there, yeah.
The link is there.
We'd love for you to come.
Oh, just before I go, Emma Doran is going to my hometown, Drogheda, and playing in the Crescent on the 4th of May. So if you want to see the funny little ginger, go to in the Crescent in Drogheda. She's hilarious. Go and see Dilemma there, 4th of May. And where do they get the tickets? On your website?
EmmaDoranComedy.com.
EmmaDoranComedy.com. And I am in Vicar Street on the 6th of May doing a gig for Gaza. I'm not sure if it's sold out. I'm going to double check.
Well, we're both doing it.
But it's Monday. Oh, we're both doing it. Yeah. Monday the 6th of May.
Yeah, there might be a few tickets.
There might be for the Gaza gig, yes. There might be a few left. So have a look. Who's in that ticket?
Yeah, that's close, isn't it?
Yeah. That's close.
April's flying.
I'm not going to mention the rest of my tour at the moment because things are selling very nicely. Thank you very much out there. But I will come back when I need to.
That's great.
It's great. It's all good. Whatever that is. Until I go out and see I'm clamped. I bet you I'm going to be clamped. Oh, lads.
This podcast is sponsored by Kieferher. To get 20% off your first order, head to kieferher.com and use the code word TIGHT.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.